Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're going to get the opportunity to share with you a vigil that was just done for Pastor Saeed. If you're not aware, if you're new to VFN TV program, many people are being connected on a daily basis. We've been talking about Pastor Saeed, an Iranian pastor, now for the last 2 years, was arrested. And he's been in prison, Evin Prison, our reports are, which is one of the most notorious prisons in Iran, where other Christians have been held for being Christians. And he was arrested. He's been there for 2 years. I believe it's a seven-year sentence. And his wife, Jay Sekulo, even now our John Kerry, Secretary of State, has all made calls for the release of Pastor Saeed. And he's now become the face of, you know, modern-day persecution. I'd say him and Miriam Ibrahim, who was just released. If you have not heard from Miriam herself, we just did a segment, and that'll be related, so you can actually hear. She was interviewed, and we want to continue to pray for her. She still needs help, as she left everything in Sudan, and now she's in the United States. And we want to be able to support her as well. Whatever we can do, we're going to try to get some links and some information for you regarding that. But a vigil was just done in Washington, D.C. Franklin Graham played a significant role in this. We want you to watch as CBN reports how many that, you know, they want to encourage as many people as possible to continue to stand with Pastor Saeed, continue to stand with his family, and not to forget our suffering brothers and sisters all around the world. I want you to watch this.
In this park, within earshot of the White House, these people came to stand in solidarity with Pastor Saeed Abedini and his family. The Christian convert, who was in his native Iran working on a government-approved orphanage, was imprisoned in September 2012 for threatening the country's national security. But his family and defenders say he's behind bars for a universal right most of us take for granted.
The only reason why he's in that jail is because of his Christian faith.
This event inspired hundreds more like it around the world. From Australia to Zimbabwe, people in 500 cities and over 30 countries held similar prayer vigils. Pastor Saeed's family was at the gathering in Washington, where his wife Nagmeh read scripture, thanked the crowd.
You being here really means so much to our family that you're standing with us.
And encouraged those listening by reading a letter he'd written to their daughter on her birthday, the third without her dad there to help her celebrate. The couple's two kids, Rebecca and Jacob, also led the crowd in song.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God.
The Reverend Franklin Graham prayed for Saeed's safe return.
Father, we thank you for Saeed Abedini, for his faithfulness, for his courage, for his strength.
But he challenged President Obama, who called Islam a religion of peace.
Mr. President, followers of a peaceful religion do not cut off the heads of innocent people. Mr. President, followers of a peaceful religion do not hold followers of another religion like Nagmeh's husband, American Pastor Saeed Abedini, captive for 2 years in Iran for no other reason than his faith in Jesus Christ.
He's now been in prison for 700 days, tortured, his health declining, and his life threatened by ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists housed in the very same prison.
He's an American, he's a Christian, he's a convert. All three of those, right there, are reasons enough for those Islamic State fighters to want to kill him.
Those attending had a simple message.
We support him, and we support Christians that are suffering for their faith, and that we're here for them and praying for them, even if they don't see us all the time. It's an opportunity to step out and let them know that we are here.
We're praying that he would just stay strong in the Lord and power of his might.
And for this fellow Iranian Christian convert, it was also a time to celebrate our freedoms.
In America, we're free to practice, you know, praying in front of the White House, going to church, and there's no persecutions. There are many, many people in the Muslim world who wish that they could be free.
John Jessup, CBN News, Washington.
Absolutely powerful. Think about this. Pastor Saeed in prison for 2 years now, just for being a Christian. And I was encouraged to see over these vigils took place over 500 cities in, I believe, what, 30 other countries. And to me, that's encouraging because that says that our brothers and sisters around the world are standing for another brother who's actually been persecuted. Some reports are that he's actually been beaten there. He's not getting medical attention. And we're believing that he's going to, just like Miriam Ibrahim, be set free, and he's going to be able to testify. And I love what Dr. Franklin Graham had to say, son of Billy Graham, Reverend Billy Graham. He said he was encouraged by his faithfulness, his courage, and his strength. May it be said of us that we can stand for God, that we would be ones that would be faithful, that we would have courage in the day that we're living in. Think about it. Courage in the day that we're living in, and strength to stick, stay, and stand, even when it stinks. And I love Pastor Saeed. I love the persecuted church. There are brothers and our sisters, and know that many Christians do. And I want you to pray. We want you to pray. Hashtag Save Saeed. You can follow that on Twitter, and I'm sure there's more updates that are you know, being shared with many people that are praying. But that's what we want to do. We want to be able to pray and stand with them because guess what? Persecution's coming to the West like never before. And we've been sharing about this for some time now. In fact, you can listen to some of our previous segments on The Harvest, where Rick Joyner shared extensively, based upon a vision he was received, that he received from the Lord about the persecution that we're going to face. And if we don't stand for him and those being persecuted, who's going to stand for us?
Right. Yeah, it's huge. It's like in these hours, it's such a critical moment to have. Like we talked about that global Christian perspective, and it's just like we have to have a heart for what's going on across the world right now and not get so focused on what's happening internally or just in America, because there are so many travesties that are happening. And it's just like if you're part of the body of Christ, if you really have that understanding, if you think about it, if something happens to your brother in your own home, if something happens to your sister when she's at school and she gets beat up or she has a bully, you have compassion. You have an understanding, like, listen, that's my family. And if you think about it, this is how Father God sees us. And it's just like, these are our brothers and sisters across the world. Yeah, they might not speak your language. That may not be in your country, but these are your brothers and sisters. If you're a believer in Christ, this is the family. And you have to have that same response and pray.
Yeah. Well, think how many people live their life as if their life is not going to be accounted for. I mean, the truth is that how can we live a life totally separate from those brothers and sisters of ours that are going through great persecution, great trials, beatings, tortures, imprisonment, and we're closed in the West because of our luxuries, our shiny objects that are distracting us, the entertainment, and we didn't pray a prayer. We didn't stand at all. And I believe that God will hold that too. I mean, we're going to account for that. And why, you know, you can avoid tomorrow's regrets today by making a decision to say, I will no longer close my eyes to the suffering, persecuted church. I will no longer close my eyes to those Jews that are being persecuted in Israel and all over the nation. But I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand with those that stand for God, either giving financially, myself, you know, time, or prayerfully with my prayers. I'm going to stay, and stand in the gap for those, because standing with them is like standing with Jesus Christ. It's one and the same. Whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you have done to me.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.